Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just gone after 7:30 this evening, Monday evening, the 17th of July 2017, 23rd of Shawwal 1438. Yes, it is the time for the Sanha call-in program live from our Linasia studios. And online we welcome Sanha's Mulana Bilal. Mulana Bilal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I hope that you and your listeners are well.
Indeed, Mulana, and we hope that you are well too. Mulana, just as we commence, just a few advices for our listeners to call in.
Definitely. Again, halal being such a paramount command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we know again the first commandment that Allah ta'ala has given to insan, and the fact that, you know, that body that is nourished by haram can never, ever go into Jannah. It will be, you know, it's part of the fuel of Jahannam. And also, you know, if a person intends to live any life that is going to be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allah ta'ala jameel yuhibbul jamal. Allah ta'ala is beautiful, Allah ta'ala loves it, it's beautiful. And later on in this hadith, Allah subhanahu Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us the importance of eating halal, that Allah ta'ala is tayyib, and he only, la yaqbalu illa tayyiba, you know, he only accepts that which is pure. So if we want to live a spiritual life, if we want to live a life where we're coming closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment, then definitely a person has to be cautious of what he eats.
And jazakallah for that, Mulana. Now, listeners can contact us on our WhatsApp number 072-786-1548. You can SMS us also on 48855 or give us a call on 011-854-1548. Mulana will be easier, and he will be giving us some advices, and if your halal queries, he will be able to clarify that. Mulana, we go straight into the WhatsApp line. Salams, is Colgate permissible to use?
Okay, at the moment, with Colgate products, unfortunately, they're no longer made in South Africa. We have requested information from the company. You know, the products are being made at the moment in India, Brazil, Kenya, China as well. You know, to get all this information, we've requested it from the company, and inshallah, we should hear from them soon so that we may do an evaluation. Inshallah, it will be certified, or if not, we will try and get the information on behalf of the consumers to give them some direction whether it's halal or not.
Jazakallah for that. And another one coming through on our WhatsApp line, Mulana. The Oreo Cadbury Dairy Milk Oreo biscuit covered with chocolate, is that halal?
The chocolate, that's from Germany, imported from Germany. Again, we've been having a lot of difficulty with Cadbury South Africa regarding products which are imported. Unfortunately, they are not able to source us those disclosures that will give us, you know, the charity, you know, that peace of mind that will give an assurance that the product is halal. And unfortunately, without those disclosures, we cannot say.
Okay, Mulana, another one coming through on Twitter. Is the Twix Bounty and Crunchy Spreads halal?
The Twix, okay, if they are asking about the spreads in general, those products are imported from the USA. We have not been able to get sufficient information on them as yet. However, we are querying them further.
And then one coming through on our WhatsApp line, Mulana. Salams, I would like to find out if Seattle coffees are halal. They are franchised in most Caltex garages.
Regrettably, we don't have any association with that franchise, so we will not be able to give any assurance.
Okay, another one. The PNP Smooth Apricot Jam, they want to know if that's halal.
So what happens is that Pick and Pay would outsource the manufacturing of these products to different plants. Sometimes, depending on where the Pick and Pay is, which supplier they use, the supplier might be certified by SENA, and in fact, in that case, it might have the SENA halal logo on it. However, it does not have our logo, we cannot trace where the product comes from, and we cannot give assurance in that case.
Okay, moving on. The Listerine antibacterial mouthwash, teeth and gum defense with fluoride, is that allowed?
Yes, that may be used.
Okay, the Ultramel white flavored, vanilla flavored custard, coming through on WhatsApp now.
That is also halal suitable. Again, just a reminder to the consumers, you know, when we say that a product is halal suitable, what do we actually mean? This is when a product is not formally certified by SENA, but because, and on behalf of consumers, consumers want to know if the product is halal, we approach companies and we get the necessary disclosure from them, and that is evaluated, and then we are then able to say, in terms of the disclosure to us, in terms of the ingredients of the product, it would be deemed halal suitable.
Okay, Mulana, another one coming through on Twitter. Is Babaloo bubblegum halal?
Bablu Bubblegum. Okay, I'm not sure about this product. If the consumer could please forward the details to our offices, I'll give the details for our halal helpline at the end of the show, inshallah, and we'll then investigate further.
Okay, moving on. Richester Mellow World Mini Marshmallows, are they halal? And the insulin injection for Actrafin.
Okay, the marshmallow product does contain bovine gelatin. Therefore, we don't approve of it. This bovine gelatin is taken from cattle, which have not been slaughtered by Muslims, and we do not regard it as halal. The second product, the injection, please forward us the details so that we can investigate further.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp. Is Cadbury Fingers halal?
Cadbury Fingers are imported. To date, we have not been able to get information on them.
Okay, moving on, Mulana. The Nola Mayonnaise Squeeze, is that halal?
Yes, that product is halal suitable.
Okay, listeners can call us in on 011-854-1548 or send us a WhatsApp on our WhatsApp line, which is 072-786-1548. Mulana, another one coming through. Is Nutella chocolate spread halal?
Yes, alhamdulillah, that is halal suitable.
You happy about that, Mulana?
Definitely.
Okay, moving on to our Twitter, Mulana. They want to know if the Milo products are halal. Not Milo sure which one they are speaking about. They say Milo products.
Yes, generally, if they are made in South Africa, they should have the SENA Halal Mark of Assurance and be certified by SENA. Please just look for our mark.
Okay, Mulana, and then another one coming through on WhatsApp. The different Fanta flavors, they speak about the strawberry, orange, and the Grenadilla flavors. Are those halal?
Yes, they are halal for them.
Okay, I think we do have our first caller on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Abba, what's your query?
Can we take allergic tablets?
Allergic tablets, they do contain bovine gelatin. We are reviewing them at the moment, you know, with regards to whether the source of that bovine gelatin. So at the moment, we would suggest that you use an alternative. Speak to your pharmacist, you know, ask him what would be an alternative, and then check with us if that is halal suitable. The one that I can, you know, say is halal suitable is called Rhinotin. Again, I check with your pharmacist if that is a suitable alternative.
Jazakallah.
Ameen. Assalamu alaikum. Salam. Amalana, another one on the line. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Assalamu alaikum. Up your query.
Assalamu alaikum. I wanted to know about Entyro probiotics. Are they halal?
Okay, we haven't investigated that product yet. But generally, the active ingredients in the probiotics, we found them to be halal suitable. However, you know, the thing that we need to investigate is generally they also come in a capsule format. And the
Is it in the capsule and the chewable one and the fast melt? It's like a sachet with the, you know, powdery form.
Okay. Please forward the details to our offices. We'll investigate it on your behalf.
Okay. Jazakallah so much.
Ameen. Wa alaikum salam. Okay, Malana, moving back to the WhatsApp line, someone wants to know, salams, is Popeye's chicken in Sandton City halal, and where do they get their chickens from? I don't know if you want to refer this maybe further to your guys' offices.
Okay, so yes, it is certified by us. As with any other franchise brand that is certified by us or a restaurant that is certified, they would only be allowed to use chicken products coming from abattoirs that are certified or approved by our offices. Specifically, which of that abattoirs it is. This again, you know, it's a agreement between SENA and the business that we will keep such details confidential. You, however, can contact the franchisee or the franchise store directly and ask them such a question. But again, from our side, we know where they source the chicken from, and it is definitely halal.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Mulana. Moving on, is the non-cultured buttermilk halal?
Yes, there is halal suitable.
And then another one coming through, are the Romani Creams Baker's Biscuits halal?
Yes, that is also halal suitable.
Yes, now listeners can call us in on 011-854-1548, where Mulana Bilal from the Sanha offices will be clarifying all your halal queries, or you can send us a WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. Mulana, just moving on, is the Toblerone cake halal?
Toblerone cake?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure about the cake. We haven't investigated the product. But the general chocolates that we find are the common one when we talk about Toblerone chocolate, and it's halal suitable.
Okay, she says, it says the ice cream cake, Toblerone ice cream cake.
Okay, yes, that product is also imported. I think we did query it at one stage, but we did not receive any disclosure.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Moving on, is Clover fresh cream halal?
Yes, it is halal, so to know.
Okay, moving on, is Blue OTs halal?
The Blue OTs is the bubblegum flavor, and that one does have the marshmallow pieces inside. Again, the problem with that is bovine gelatin.
Okay, Malana, moving on to the Twitter, it's is Nougaty made by Cote d'Or halal?
Not sure what the product, please forward the details to our officers.
Okay, another one on Twitter is Toffifee halal.
Toffifee chocolates, they imported from Europe. Regrettably, we haven't been able to get information on them.
Okay, I think we can move to the phone lines, Malana. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Apa, what's your query?
Is Mentos fruit blast halal? Mentos bubblegum.
What was the brand name?
Mentos.
Mentos bubblegum fruit blast.
Okay, Mentos bubblegums we don't approve of. They do also contain bovine gelatin.
Okay, jazakallah.
I mean, wa alaikum salam. Malana, moving back to the WhatsApp line, is Clover sour cream halal?
Yes, it is halal for the world.
And then someone's coming through with Colgate toothpaste made in China. I think we just can clarify that for them. We did speak about it earlier.
We have contacted Colgate at the moment to query all the imported toothpaste products, and we await some disclosure from them. But at the moment, we cannot give you any assurance.
And then, okay, JazakAllah, another one coming through on the WhatsApp line is Simply Asia restaurants halal?
Simply Asia, we don't have any association with the franchise. We cannot give any assurance for the stores.
Okay, Malana, just still on the WhatsApp line, Nutri double cream plain yogurt, is that halal?
Yes, there is halal. Just note that the low-fat plain does contain bovine gelatin and is not halal.
Okay, Malana, back to Twitter, the Tabasco popcorn, is that halal?
This is a new product in the market. We are querying it at the moment.
Okay, exactly for that. Reese's Puffs and, that one there, Reese's Puffs.
Not sure. Please forward the details to officers so we can query it.
Okay, someone wants to know through on our WhatsApp line, is Coca-Cola halal?
Yes, Coca-Cola is halal.
And then another one coming through, Malana, is Crush Juices halal?
Crush Juices? Is this a Clover product or is it a
Clover, Clover.
Clover product, yes, it is halal, so to
Okay, no, back to the phone lines. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Apa, what's your query?
Gee, I'd like to know if the Parmalat medium fat cream cheese spring onion flavor is halal.
Yes, the product is halal.
Okay, jazakallah.
Ameen, assalamu alaikum. Malan, another caller. Caller, assalamu alaikum. Caller, assalamu alaikum. You live on air?
Wa alaikum salam.
What's your query?
Is Elegant Plus halal?
Elegant Plus. Okay, with these products, with Elegant products made by OES Sweets, you must ensure that the Sena logo is on the product. Only if our logo is on do we give any assurance.
Okay, JazakAllah.
I mean, Assalamu Alaikum. Malana, back to the WhatsApp line, is Chips Ahoy Biscuits halal?
Yes, the biscuits are halal for the
Okay, another one, assalamu alaikum, is Moya's jelly halal and is Robertson's vanilla essence halal?
Moya's jelly contains bovine gelatin, therefore not approved by Sena. Robertson's vanilla essence is certified halal by Sena.
Okay, another one coming through on our WhatsApp line, is Rainbow Chicken Vienna's bologna and chickens halal?
These products, we don't approve of them. Our concern is that they are manufactured from poultry, which is imported from Brazil. Again, when we had visited the abattoirs in Brazil, we had noticed too many problems. And also now, very recently in the news, there was some, there was a controversy about the Brazilian chicken and about the fraud that was, rampant in the industry there. These concerns, we would recommend that people stay away from such products.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. When I'm moving store on the WhatsApp line, is Manhattan wine gums and Manhattan jelly beans halal?
The jelly beans are halal. Sorry, you said Manhattan jelly beans.
Gee.
Okay, both those products, no, we don't approve of them. They do both contain bovine gelatin.
Okay, same one, is Albany white bread halal?
The Albany bread products and the roll products are certified halal by Sena.
Okay, are Jalaxy gummy products halal?
These are from Turkey. Unfortunately, with regards to the source of the gelatin, the using the products, we haven't been able to determine that. In addition to that, there are other concerns such as the coloring, the emulsifiers used, the flavoring used. And they are not certified by the halal body that we work with in Turkey. Therefore, cannot give any assurance for that.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Salams, is there a halal alternative to Curls Calci Vita Vitamin C Plus 1000 milligrams?
Yes, there would be. The only thing is, you know, we would suggest to the consumer to please discuss it with the pharmacist so that they can get a product which the pharmacist is happy with. You know, then we can advise further on its halal status.
Okay, Malana, back to the phone lines. Caller, assalamu alaikum. You live on air.
Alaikum salam. I need to know the Albany bread and the Sesco bread. Can we eat that?
Yes, the Albany breads are certified halal by SANA. Sesco breads are halal suitable as well.
Oh, because one of my friends told me they got a message on the phone to say that we're not allowed to eat it. It is okay.
Gee, that message is a hoax. It's a complete lie. There's no truth to it at all.
JazakAllah so much. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Now back to the WhatsApp line. Is the Nutriday medium fat smooth yogurt halal?
Nutriday medium fat smooth. Is it the flavored one or is it the plain one? That's what we need to look at here. Again, in the Nutriday range, there are three variants which you should stay away from. That's the low fat plain. And then you're looking at the ones with the fruit pieces inside. And lastly, the snacks yogurts. Besides those, you can have the remaining variants.
Okay, Jazakallah, Malana. Back to the WhatsApp line. Pura soda, which is produced in South Africa in Heidelberg, is ethanol.
No information on that product, unfortunately.
Okay, the same person that wants to know about the Manhattan jelly beans. They ask, is any Maynard's gum halal?
Maynard's, yes, there are a few variants, such as the soft eating gums, which do not contain bovine gelatin. Those ones would be considered halal suitable.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Is mint imperials halal?
The Beacon Mint Imperials, yes, those are halal suitable. However, the Wilson's Mint Imperials, they contain bovine gelatin and are not allowed.
Okay, Malana, back to Twitter. Is Hershey's syrup halal?
Hershey's products, also imported products either from China or from the United States. Unfortunately, to date, we haven't been able to get any information on them.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Malana. Salams, please need to know what is the best halal cheese to eat.
Well, I'm not an expert in that field. I can advise what is halal, but I think you need to speak to a chef.
Maybe just a few halal cheeses, Malan, just like, you know.
Some of the popular brands are certified by SANA. You would get Lancewood. There's the Palmlet one as well, Mazai, Terrigal products. These are the common ones that you find.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Malan. Just back to WhatsApp, Wedgwood Angel Nougat Biscuits.
Wedgwood products are certified by SANA.
Okay, so, the one about the Calci Vita vitamin, she says the pharmacist suggested Mega C 1000 by Beta Flu and Effaflu. Is that halal compliant?
Okay, no information on that product yet, but the company that manufactures these products, we have queries from them in the past. They have given us information. So if the consumer can please forward us a mail for the details, we'll investigate it on our behalf.
Okay, another one coming through on Twitter, Phrase Turkish Delight.
Phrase products also, unfortunately, no information on them. It was queried by us, but no response from the manufacturer.
Thank you, Zakla, for that. Now back to WhatsApp, Kinder Bueno Minis.
Those are halal suitable.
Okay, is the Natura Rescue Spray halal?
Natura products, especially the tinctures that they make, what they do is they use brandy as a solvent, or they use it as a preservative in these products. So generally, all the tincture products, all the products that are liquids from them, these products would be haram.
Okay, Jazakallah for that, Malana. Another one coming through on WhatsApp, is Vicks Vapor Drops suitable to use?
We would advise that you do not use it because it does contain a high concentration of ethanol.
Okay, jazakallah for that. Just under 5 minutes to go. Callers can, last batch of callers can call us in on 011-854-1548. We have Mulana Bilal from the Sinha offices on our lines. Just clarifying your halal queries, you can send us a message on our WhatsApp line, which is 072-786-1548. Mulana, back to WhatsApp. Is Cross and Blackwell mayonnaise halal?
Yes, that's halal, so to all.
Okay, Mulana, just before we end the program this evening, obviously people giving in their queries and if who can they contact basically at the Sanha offices if they require a lengthy explanation?
Yeah, alhamdulillah, we've got a dedicated consumer department where we answer your queries via telephone, and the number is 0861-786-111. You can send us an email as well. It is helpline@sanha.org.za. You can also find us on social media. That would be Sena_Halal. That's on Twitter, South African National Halal Authority on Facebook, as well as on Instagram. You can even send us queries on there.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, before we wrap up this evening's show, the last few questions coming through. Is Woolworths cheese wedges halal?
Woolworths cheese products, at the moment, we are requesting some information from them, but we're not sure yet.
Okay, Mulana, best we still on WhatsApp here. Is the Hello Panda biscuits halal?
The biscuits, we haven't been able to get information on, unfortunately.
Okay, and the imported Cinnabon crunchy cinnamon multigrain cereals?
Cinnabon, in general, with regards to the products and the franchise, we have no association with them. Cannot give any assurance for them at all.
Okay, just the last questions coming through. Is Tim Tam Originals halal?
Tim Tam products, if it's made in Indonesia, then yes, it is halal suitable. If it's coming from Australia or New Zealand, then some of them do have carmine and are not halal. And the others, we don't have sufficient information.
Okay, JazakAllah so much for that, Mulana. I think it's been a very lengthy and very, well, clarifying program this evening since 7:30. We say JazakAllah to you and to all our listeners for giving their questions in, and we'll speak to you next week, inshallah. I mean, inshallah. Yes, listeners, that was Mulana Bilal from the Sinha offices, just clarifying your queries on the Sinha call-in program. We say JazakAllah to you and obviously the Mulana Bilal from Sinha for coming on to our show this evening. From myself, Muhammad Amin, and the team here at Radio Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.